This is step 6. Understand the seed, the Word of God, and your heart. We've already talked about committing to being strong, realizing that everything is new. On your mark, we're running the race. Know that before anything existed, God saw you. And step 5, a hunger for God's truth. It's what we need. It's what we want. This is step 6. Understand the seed, the Word of God, and your heart. In the Bible, Jesus quoted in Mark 4, verses 13 and 14, "And he said unto them, Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all parables? The sower sows the word." This is so important. If you don't get this, I doubt if you'll get anything. I believe we can help you get it. The sower sows the word. The word sow means to put into something. The one who sows the word is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes and puts the word into your heart. You heard the word when you gave God all your heart and all your life. You may not have understood everything, but something happened on the inside of you, in your heart. A deposit of God's word was made. It dropped inside of you and you said, "Yes, that is for me." And you made a choice. The Holy Spirit sowed the word in your heart. In Mark's gospel, the 4th chapter, the 15th verse, Mark 4:15 says, "And these are they, the ones by the wayside where the word was sown. And when they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts." Earlier, we find out that the sower sowed the word of God and the Holy Spirit puts the word in your heart like a seed in the ground. If you plant a field by digging up the ground and putting in seed, it is going to bring forth a crop in due time. It will break through the ground and bring forth its product. Now, how would you stop that? How would you stop the seed from bringing forth its product? You would turn up the ground, and then the seed would be disrupted, and the ground it is sown in would no longer be good ground. Then the seed would die, and that is what Satan wants to do with you. But you do not have to let him. There are ways of this world which are satanic. What I mean by satanic is every evil and contrary way according to the ways of the world that are against the word of God. Evil and contrary to the word of God are the ways of Satan. They are satanic principles that will try to take the goodness of the seed that was planted and take it out of your heart. Once it is out of your heart, it will never bring forth the product that it was designed to bear. Let's continue with Mark 4:16. "These likewise are the ones that are sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word immediately receive it with gladness. Some people, maybe you are one of them, heard the word of God and didn't resist it, and it made them happy. But a plant has to have its roots down deep, or it will be easily uprooted by the winds, rains, and troubles of life in this world." Listen to the next verse in Mark 4:17. "And they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble." Here is a verse that says the word was planted in your heart, but didn't have much time to take root. When the troubles came, it blew the root right out of the ground, and it never brought forth its product or fruit. We have to make a decision today. We have to understand it's the seed, the word of God in our hearts. Father, I thank you for the understanding of the seed. This is not just a truth to be ignored, but this is a truth to be embraced, that it's a seed. We understand it's the seed, the word of God in our hearts that will make life different. We protect the seed that we're hearing by listening to these messages over and over, by reading our Bibles over and over, and by doing the things you would have us do. We're going to protect the seed to bring forth the harvest. Amen.